USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC is issuing new guidelines around the Pfizer COVID vaccine after reports of some people having severe allergic reactions to the shots. The health agency says that those who had a reaction to the first dose of the vaccine should not get the second, and anyone who has had a severe allergic reaction to other vaccines should consult with their doctor before getting inoculated. In the UK, Britons are bracing for a Christmas under lockdown, as Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced Saturday new, tighter coronavirus restrictions. London and areas in southern England that have seen surges in COVID cases will now fall under new restrictions that will prohibit non-essential travel to and from those areas and ban the mixing of households. Johnson says he couldn't see any other alternative to try to control the spread.
When the science changes, we must change our response. When the virus changes its method of attack, we must change our method of defense.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Congressional leaders are hoping to vote Sunday on a budget bill to fund the federal government and avoid a shutdown. President Trump signed a temporary spending bill, giving Congress another 2 days to pass a full funding bill. Senator Steve Daines believes something will get done in time. The Montana Republican tells Fox News that it's hard to believe that Congress is still working on this issue more than 3 months after the beginning of the fiscal year.
Mitch McConnell was very clear, nobody's going home for the holidays until we get this deal done. But you kind of step back and think about how crazy things are. I mean, what we're talking about here is passing a budget that we're already 3 months into the current fiscal year. Last time I checked, the federal fiscal year ends on September 30th. It's not like a surprise to anybody. Every year, September 30th occurs on the same day. Here we are three months into the fiscal. It's truly insane in many ways, Neil. You know, people describe D.C. as a work-free drug zone. I think this confirms it.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A list of the biggest earners on YouTube has been released, and a youth movement has taken over the top. USA Radio News' Mike Fortier has the story.
9-year-old Ryan Cagey made more money on YouTube last year than anyone else in the world.
Welcome to Ryan's World!
According to Forbes, Cagey made almost $30 million through his channel Ryan's World. He does toy reviews and DIY science experiments.
We're gonna make a baking soda Christmas tree!
He's not the youngest high earner through YouTube, though. A 6-year-old Russian girl named Nastya made the list, coming in at number 7. Cagey was also the top YouTube earner last year, and he even has his own toy line. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
Stargazers will get a unique sight this week as Jupiter and Saturn will appear to be closer in the sky than they have in over 400 years. The merging of the two brightest objects in the night sky is called the Great Conjunction, or, because it will happen during the holiday week, the Christmas Star. Dr. Henry Throop is an astronomer with NASA, and he explains why this phenomenon, that usually happens every 20 years, will be so unique this time around.
Now, usually, every 20 years, when Jupiter overtakes Saturn in its orbit, it passes about a degree apart from Saturn in the sky. And a degree is about twice the width of the full moon. Now, this particular time, they're coming very close, and that's just because of the alignment between them. They're not close in space. They're still hundreds of millions of kilometers apart from each other, but they're in the sky. They appear as two points very close in the sky, and it's about a tenth of a degree apart. In fact, they're so close that if you take your pinky and you extend it arm's length, you'll be able to cover both planets with just your pinky finger.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.